بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're still pondering upon the beautiful verses of Surah At-Tariq. And Ayah number 9, Allah Azza wa Jal says that يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ, the day when all the secrets will be examined. This is the day when Allah Azza wa Jal would resurrect people, would bring them back to life. And we stated that this ayah shows us whatever we conceal in this life, it will be exposed on the day of judgment. And that is why we should try our level best to cleanse our hearts and to purify it from whatever angers Allah the Almighty. On that day, Allah says, فَمَا لَهُ مِن قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ, then will man have no power, no any helper. On the day of judgment, you will be resurrected alone, without anyone to assist you. No personal assistance, no helpers, no one to turn to. It is only you. You'll be resurrected, naked, barefooted, uncircumcised, like the day you were born. Nothing. No mobiles, no clothes, no wallet, nothing. You don't have something to go back to. It's only your deeds, and you will wait until Allah Azza wa Jal rules and judges and separates between the people. Allah Azza wa Jal swears afterwards in Ayah number 11 and 12. Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ. Allah says, by the sky which gives rain again and again, and the earth which splits. Allah is swearing by the sky, which is anything over you. So anything over your head is considered to be sama, sky, heavens. This includes the clouds, the stars, the planets, the galaxies. Everything on top of you is considered to be the sky or the heavens. So Allah swears by the skies that return again and again. And this is in reference to rain water, that Allah Azza wa Jal revives the earth, the dead earth with it. And it is from Allah's favors and blessings that it comes over and over again. Had it not returned, people would die of starvation. And this is one of the greatest blessings of Allah that we take for granted. This rain we see, we don't seem to appreciate it until famine and drought hit the land. Only then we would appreciate this. But once it's every day or two, raining cats and dogs, as they say, we complain. What is this? Not knowing that this is one of Allah's favors and blessings upon us. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ, and the earth which splits. So what happens when Allah Azza wa Jal makes the rain fall? Plants grow. And this causes the earth to split so that the trees and the plants would come out. Allah swears by this phenomena that we may not recognize or we're heedless of, because we see it every single day. We take it for granted. We don't appreciate Allah's favors upon us. So Allah swears by these two things, the skies and the earth. And what is Allah Azza wa Jal swearing over? He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. Verily this is the word that separates. And what is that? It is the Qur'an. This I swear by, the heavens and the earth, that this is the word that separates between evil and good, between right and wrong, between the people of paradise and the people of hell. This, the Quran, Allah swears it is the truth. It is what judges matters and issues with. This is the ultimate truth. It is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. And this is not a thing of amusement. It is nothing to be taken lightly. The Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is a heavy word. A man came to Al-Imam Malik ibn Anas, may Allah have mercy on him. And he said, I have a very tiny, light question to ask you. And Imam Malik said that there isn't anything light or tiny in Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. That verily, we will reveal to you heavy statements, heavy words. And these are the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. They're not to be taken lightly. They are not anything of amusement, something to play with. This is serious stuff. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. It is not something to be taken lightly. If you hear people's talk, maybe after 5 or 10 minutes, you get fed up and bored with. Unlike the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter how many times you listen to it, you feel drawn to it. You feel attracted to it. You would love to hear it over and over because it is not human. This is not man-made. This is from Allah Azza wa Jal who created the heavens and the earth. So it hits the nail on the head. It penetrates your heart. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا. إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا. That verily they are but plotting a plot, and I am planning a plan. So, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is being told by Allah Azza wa Jal that, yes, this is the word of Allah, and it is the truth that separates. Yet, the disbelievers do not believe in resurrection. They do not believe that they will be held accountable. And they do not believe in the Quran. They plot, they plan, and they try to undermine your work. They attack Islam. They attack the Muslims. And they wish that they can even assassinate you, O Muhammad. And they tried. On the eve of the Prophet ﷺ migrating from Mecca to Medina, they gathered 10 of their best warriors from the 10 different tribes. And they ordered them to go to the Prophet's house in Mecca, alayhi salatu wasalam, and assassinate him. So that when his family comes and want revenge, his blood would be all over the place, in the sense that they cannot point out one single tribe. There are 10 different tribes. So they cannot avenge. And they wanted to kill him. They wanted to assassinate him. But Allah Azza wa Jal had saved him from them because Allah is the best of planners, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they would do anything to stop your da'wah, to stop your call. And that is why Allah says, فَمَهِّلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. So give a respite to the disbelievers, deal gently with them for a while. Allah Azza wa Jal, postpone these people. Allah Azza wa Jal, delay them, but does not forget what they had done. Unlike man, who is created in haste, in the sense that by nature, we're hasty. We take decisions without thinking. We improvise. Normally, we regret what we do. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal is not like us. Allah is wise, knowledgeable. So many times we think, why not now? Seek our revenge. Why not now kill them all, annihilate them all? And Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't work like this. Subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them time. You never know. They may seek forgiveness. They may repent. And that is why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was the best of all men. When he went to Taif and he called them to Islam, they did not accept his call. Not only that, do you know what they did to him? This is what we'll find after the break, so stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We're still pondering upon the beautiful verses of Surah Al-Tariqah. And ayah number 9, Allah Azza wa Jal says that يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ, the day when all the secrets will be examined. This is the day when Allah Azza wa Jal would resurrect people, would bring them back to life. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went to Taif to call them to Islam, they did not only reject his call, they told their children and slaves to throw stones at the Prophet alayhi salam until his heels were bleeding. And he was so depressed by what had happened that he walked for half a day, not concentrating, not knowing what he was doing, until he reached a certain place by the name of Qarn al-Tha'alib. Only then Jibreel came to him, peace be upon him. And he said, O Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jal had sent to you the angel of the mountains. And the angel of the mountains said, O Prophet of Allah, if you wish, give me the order and I will collapse the mountains on their heads and I will destroy the whole village. If the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was like us, he would have said, by Allah, do it and do it now. Yet, he is the mercy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, given to the worlds. He said to the angel, no, by Allah, I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that he would get from their offspring men who would only worship him and nothing with him. Look at this mercy from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is what happened. Few years later, these men had children and these children carried the religion to the whole world. Allah Azza wa Jal says, so give a respite to the disbelievers, deal you gently with them for a while. Don't be haste. Allah Azza wa Jal plans. And that is why when the Prophet migrated alayhi salatu wasalam, in less than 10 years, the whole of Arabia was in Islam. And if you look at the sequence of events, 10 years is nothing. At that time, it took them a month to travel from point A to point B, which takes us an hour to fly there today. So when you talk about 10 years for all of Arabia to embrace Islam, in an era or in a time where there were no cars, no trains, and no airplanes, no mobile phones, no texting, no internet, this shows you that it is indeed a miracle. Because it is not the planning of individuals. It is not the planning of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He stated so many times, I am just a messenger. It is the planning of Allah the Almighty. In less than 8 years from his migration, from them attempting to assassinate the Prophet ﷺ, in less than 8 years, he came back to the place he migrated from. He came back to the place he fled according to the instructions of Allah Azza wa Jal, after being pursued, after being sought after to kill, to assassinate, after having a bounty on his head. Less than 8 years, he came as a conqueror to Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this shows you that Allah the Almighty is the best of planners. That Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't take it now. He gives them time. Maybe they would repent and go back to him. In less than 8 years, the Prophet entered alayhi salam Mecca with his head almost touching the hump of his camel out of humbleness. Not as conquerors do when they enter with their heads up high. The Prophet was alayhi salam so humble to what Allah has graced him with. And he entered Mecca and he pardoned the people of Mecca that killed his uncle and his companions, that tortured his companions, that forced him to migrate and leave the best spots and the most beloved spot to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is Mecca. From these beautiful verses, we learn the following. One, the Makki surahs establish the belief in the day of resurrection, the day of reckoning, and that each one of us would be held accountable for their actions. This is the main theme in Mecca. O you who do not believe, ponder, look, analyze, and think where you came from and what your ending will be. Secondly, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us in this surah that everything is noted down. There is an angel appointed to record what you do. And you will see this on the day of judgment. And Allah Azza wa Jal will hold you accountable for everything you said or had done. Thirdly, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us in this surah what man is made from. And where does this substance come from? It comes from an area between the ribs and the backbone. And we stated that this is the origin of man, and this is where this substance is manufactured in originally. When this fetus is being formed and the human being is being shaped, this is where the testis and the ovary is manufactured and produced, and on the 7th month of pregnancy, it descends and goes to its original place where man and woman have it now. Fourthly, Allah Azza wa Jal is warning us that no matter how hard you try to keep things secret, this will be exposed on the day of judgment. And Allah's favor and blessing upon us are great. Because whatever we think and feel, as long as it's kept concealed, Allah would not hold us accountable for it. In this life, no one knows about it. And on the day of judgment, in the hereafter, it will be exposed if there was ill intent. But if it's only whispers from shaitan, you're not held accountable. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven for me, for my ummah, what they thought of, as long as they do not speak or act upon it. So as long as these whispers and thoughts are inside of you, you do not act upon them, and you do not tell people about them, then Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you these sins. And all of these things that are concealed, they will be tested and exposed on the day of judgment. And finally, this great book, this final revelation, the ultimate truth, Allah swears by the heavens and the earths that it is the truth, that it is the word that separates. The Quran is the miracle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no miracle of any of the previous messengers or prophets available and found. And it has been here for the past 13 or 14 centuries, unchallenged. This is the miracle of Allah Azza wa Jal to our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It is in its original language, not translated. It's still spoken, that is Arabic. People still speak it. Over 350 million Arabs understand the Quran. They don't need interpreters. This is America that has great number of scientific theories and miracles in it, all proven to be truth, all proven to be authentic. But if Allah Azza wa Jal places a seal on your heart so that you would not be able to see it, you will never ever see it. If you read the Quran, if you be objective and recite this truth and read it and ponder upon it, Allah will guide you. Not that because it's something mystical. No, it talks to your heart and to your mind at the same time. And it challenges you. Can anyone produce something like it? The answer is no. This is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah swore that it separates, and Allah Azza wa Jal would keep and preserve this book till the day of judgment. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.